Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going deep, and I mean deep, into Dr. Daniel K. Darko's lecture on Philippians 2:1-30.
Ah, Philippians, always a good one. This lecture is actually part of Dr. Darko's series on the prison epistles,
which I think is a really cool angle because it makes you wonder, you know,
yeah,
what can a letter written from prison teach us about living a good life?
I mean, right. What kind of perspective do you get when you're in a situation like that? It's fascinating.
Exactly. But Dr. Darko really focuses in on this idea, his idea, of the appeal to shine.
And it's not about ignoring the suffering or pretending everything's fine.
No, not at all.
It's more about how you can choose to shine, even when things are hard.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
And he uses Paul's message to the Philippians to really illustrate this.
So where does he start? What's kind of the foundation for all this shining?
Well, he starts with obedience. And actually, this is something that always kind of tripped me up when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
That verse, Philippians 2:1-2, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Oh, that one always freaked me out.
Right. I always thought, what does that even mean?
I know. Like one wrong step and you're done. Felt like this huge weight.
Yeah, definitely not a warm and fuzzy feeling.
No, not at all.
But Dr. Darko has a really interesting take on it. He talks about how the Greek word for work out there, it doesn't actually mean like you're on your own trying to earn your salvation or anything like that.
Oh, that makes sense, because that never really gelled with the rest of Paul's message.
Exactly. Dr. Darko says it's more about effort, about growth, and how that happens best within a community. He actually compares it to like a team of climbers scaling a mountain together.
I like that.
Yeah. Each climber has their own challenges and struggles, but they're relying on each other, right? For support, for encouragement. They're not just going it alone.
So it's more like we're all kind of working together, supporting each other as we try to live a life that honors God.
Yeah, that's much closer to what Dr. Darko is saying. It's communal. We're not meant to do this alone.
Okay, so that takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah, a bit less terrifying, right.
But what about the fear and trembling part? Is that like being afraid of messing up?
Well, Dr. Darko suggests it's more about, maybe awe is the right word, like a deep sense of reverence for what Christ did for us.
Oh, I see.
It's recognizing the magnitude of that sacrifice, approaching this whole journey with humility.
Okay, I can see that.
And realizing we need each other's support, that we're not in this alone.
So that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it kind of reframes that whole verse, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this foundation of obedience, but how does that tie into the appeal to shine? What does that even mean?
Right, because that's the whole title of this deep dive, so we got to get to that.
Definitely. Well, remember how Paul describes the world? He says it's crooked and twisted.
Yeah, I remember that.
And in contrast to that, Dr. Darko says shining is about reflecting God's character.
His love, his grace, all that good stuff.
Exactly. And doing that even when it's difficult. So it's like this metaphor, you know, shining as this counter to the darkness.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection here.
It's not just about following the rules or checking things off a list. It's about letting our actions reflect something bigger, something good, something that pushes back against that crookedness.
I like that. But what does that look like in everyday life? What are we actually doing to shine?
Well, Dr. Darko uses this analogy of a dim light in a dark room. Even a small light, he says, can make a difference.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
It is, right. And it makes you think about how even small actions, things that maybe seem insignificant on their own, can actually have a real impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've got obedience as the foundation, and then we're trying to shine, to be that light in the darkness. But he also talks about this idea of shining by emulation, right? What's that all about?
Right, so this is where he's saying we don't have to figure all this out on our own. We can learn by looking at the example of others who are already embodying these principles. And he uses Timothy as a prime example.
Okay, Timothy, one of Paul's companions. Got it. So kind of like that lead by example thing.
Yeah.
But what made Timothy such a shining example? What did he do?
Dr. Darko highlights a few things. First, he was like-minded with Paul.
Meaning
they shared the same values. They were working towards the same goals, especially when it came to spreading the gospel.
Okay, so they were on the same page.
Exactly. And Timothy was also known for his genuine concern for others and his proven character. He wasn't just going through the motions. He really cared about the people he was serving.
Right. It wasn't just an act.
No, not at all. And, you know, speaking of inspiring figures, Dr. Darko introduces another example of someone who embodied this appeal to shine, Epaphroditus.
Okay, we're moving on to a new person now.
We are.
Epaphroditus. Tell me about him.
He was.
Okay, so we're talking about Epaphroditus. Now, fill me in. Who is this guy? And what made him stand out to Dr. Darko?
So Epaphroditus was sent by the Philippian church to help Paul while he was in prison. He was like their representative,
yeah,
carrying their gifts and support. Basically, a crucial link between Paul and the church back home.
So if Timothy was the model student, Epaphroditus was like the dedicated messenger.
Yeah, you could say that. And he was putting himself at risk, too, just to be there for Paul.
Right, because being associated with a prisoner, especially someone like Paul, that couldn't have been easy.
No, not at all. And it wasn't just that he was there, you know, going through the motions. Dr. Darko points out that Epaphroditus actually became very ill while he was with Paul.
Oh, wow. So he was really risking his life.
He was. And Dr. Darko says this shows his true dedication, you know? He was willing to put everything on the line for the sake of serving others, for supporting Paul.
That's pretty intense when you think about it.
It is. It makes you wonder what was driving him, you know? What could possibly make someone go to such lengths?
That's a good question, because it's easy to just focus on the actions, but the motivation behind them, that's really key.
Exactly. And Dr. Darko suggests that Epaphroditus was driven by this deep love and concern for both Paul and the Philippian church. It wasn't about duty or obligation or anything like that. It was about genuine care. And that Dr. Darko says is key to understanding this whole appeal to shine. It's not just about what we do, it's why we do it. Our actions should flow from a place of real love and compassion.
So it's about having the right motivation, the right heart behind it all.
You got it. It's not enough to just go through the motions, you know. Our actions have to be fueled by something deeper.
But wasn't Epaphroditus worried about how he'd be received by the Philippians when he went back? I mean, he was so sick. What if they thought he wasn't strong enough or that he had failed in his mission?
That's a really good point. And actually, Dr. Darko talks about that. He points out that Epaphroditus was, understandably, concerned about how his illness would be perceived.
Yeah, because he had poured himself out for them, risked his life even, and yet he was still worried about their acceptance.
Right. And I think that speaks to a very human need, don't you? This need for validation, for belonging.
Oh, absolutely. No matter how much we do for others, we still crave that sense of being accepted, appreciated.
It's like we're wired for it.
So is Dr. Darko saying that wanting to be accepted is a bad thing?
Not necessarily. He's more interested in understanding the root of that desire, you know? Is it about seeking approval for ourselves, or is it tied to a larger purpose, something bigger than ourselves?
So it's not that wanting to be accepted is bad in itself, but it's about what's driving that desire.
Exactly. And Dr. Darko uses Epaphroditus as an example to kind of challenge us to examine our own motivations. Like, what drives you in your work, in your relationships, in your service to others? Are you seeking recognition and praise, or are you truly striving to live in a way that reflects God's character, you know, to truly shine?
Those are some pretty big questions.
They are, but they're important ones to wrestle with, I think. So, to bring it back to Dr. Darko's main point, both Timothy and Epaphroditus, despite their imperfections and struggles, they offer us these tangible examples of what it means to live out this appeal to shine.
And it's encouraging, isn't it? Because it means that this whole idea of shining, of living a life of obedience and integrity, it's not some unattainable ideal. It's something we can all strive for in our everyday lives.
Precisely. And Dr. Darko reminds us that these lives, these examples of shining, they create a ripple effect that extends far beyond ourselves.
Oh, I like that.
Think about how Paul was deeply encouraged and inspired by the faithfulness of Timothy and Epaphroditus.
Right.
It's like their light fueled his own.
It makes you think about all the people in your own life who inspire you, right? Those who, through their actions, their character, show you what it really means to live a good life.
It's amazing, isn't it? The way lives can intersect and influence each other. It creates this kind of chain reaction of light and goodness in the world. And it brings us right back to that powerful analogy of light that Dr. Darko uses throughout his lecture.
Yes, even in a world that can feel really dark and twisted at times, we have the capacity to be lights, reflecting God's love and grace into our surroundings.
And not just reflect it, but amplify it. We can contribute our own unique light to the collective illumination, pushing back it against the darkness, encouraging others to do the same.
It's a beautiful vision and a challenging one, to live in such a way that our very being becomes an appeal to shine for others.
It certainly is, and while we might stumble along the way, it's a vision worth striving for. Dr. Darko reminds us that we have these incredible examples like Timothy and Epaphroditus to show us that it's possible.
And those examples, those stories of faithful living, they can give us the courage and motivation we need to keep going on our own journeys. They remind us that we're not alone in this pursuit of shining, and that even small acts of courage, kindness, integrity can make a real difference in the world. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into Dr. Darko's lecture on Philippians, especially chapter 2.
Yeah, we have.
We've unpacked this whole idea of the appeal to shine, explored those key concepts of obedience and conduct.
Yeah, right.
And then we looked at how those ideas come to life through those amazing examples of Timothy and Epaphroditus.
I think what's so striking about Dr. Darko's approach is the way he weaves all these pieces together into a picture of, you know, what it really looks like to live out the gospel.
Yeah, he doesn't just leave it as some abstract concept.
No, he brings it down to earth, makes it practical.
And he even circles back to that first verse we talked about, Philippians 2.1 tool. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed.
Yeah, I caught that too.
It's like he's saying, okay, because of what Christ has done, because of his incredible obedience, now it's our turn to go and live it out.
It's this beautiful call to action rooted in gratitude, you know, inspired by the ultimate example of Christ himself.
And Dr. Darko acknowledges that it's not always easy, right?
Yeah.
He's not pretending that just because we decide to shine, everything suddenly becomes perfect.
Definitely not. He's very real about the fact that the world can be a tough place full of darkness and challenges, all that stuff.
But even so, he insists that we can make a difference.
That's the hope, right? That even amidst all the messiness, our actions, our choices can actually matter.
And he uses those stories of Timothy and Epaphroditus to show us how that's possible.
They become these real life examples, these beacons of light who weren't, you know, superhuman or anything.
Right. They were just normal people.
Exactly. And their stories can fuel our own desire to shine, to live lives that have real purpose and make a difference.
You know, I'm reminded of that line from that old hymn, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey."
Ugh, a classic.
I know, but there's something so simple, yet so powerful in those words, isn't there?
Yeah, they get right to the heart of it, don't they? True joy comes from aligning our lives with God's will.
It's about trusting his guidance, striving to live in obedience to his call, even when it's hard.
And that obedience, that trust, it can take so many different forms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe it's serving others in your community. Maybe it's speaking up for what's right, even when it's unpopular.
Maybe it's just being kind to that grumpy cashier at the grocery store.
Exactly. It's about reflecting God's love in everything we do, letting our lives be a testament to his power to change us from the inside out.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm feeling a renewed sense of hope, a real inspiration to embrace this appeal to shine in my own life.
And I hope that's true for everyone listening, too.
It's not about being perfect.
No, not at all.
It's about taking those small steps, making those daily choices to reflect God's love in a world that so desperately needs it.
It's about letting our light shine, no matter how big or small, and trusting that it can make a difference.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Dr. Darko's lecture on the appeal to shine.
And until next time, keep diving deep, keep exploring these ideas, and most importantly, keep shining bright.